Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe with your host, Robin Misevich. Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about health, wellness, happiness, personal growth, spirituality, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
Welcome, everybody. I want to welcome the Transformation Cafe. I'm your host, Robin Misevich, and I'm excited about this conversation. Miss Amy, hey, we have Christine Miller back with us, and back, wasn't it over a year ago, right?
We started the year with soul resilience,
and now we're going into soul resistance, which is Mindful Living 2.0, and I'm so excited to have Ms. Kristen just basically unpacking that for us. So can you, for anybody who's new to the show, can you introduce yourself for a couple seconds? Let's back up. I'll do a moonwalk.
Okay.
And Ms. Amy, would you introduce yourself, please? Yeah. Ms. Amy.
You want to ask how I'm doing today, Robin?
Yes. Amy is my co-host. How are you doing today?
Well, you know, I was all ready to be in soul resilience, and now I'm feeling soul resistance, and my body is in soul resistance. I have a sinus infection. I was supposed to go to a really cool meeting tonight, and now I can't. And then help.
Well, you know what? Sometimes we just feel like that. That's good. I like that, yeah. And Ms. Kristen, how are you today? Before we introduce you, how are you today?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, yes, ma'am. Are you talking to her?
Yeah, how am I today? I am great today. I did all the Durga breathing that Amy's going to need to do. You take a big breath in and you stick your tongue out and you let it hang down to the bottom of your chin and you go.
There you go. And what does that mean for you? For people who don't know, what's the benefit of that?
The benefit of that is releasing all the yucky energy in your body, especially your lungs.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. That is good for her. That's good for everybody.
It is. And it's a really good way to get rid of soul resistance, to just stick your tongue out at your soul and go.
I like it.
I can see yourself going, hey, wait a minute. What's going on here? I didn't think we were that bad. Okay, what's going on?
Dr. Kristen, I am really excited to hear 3 years later where we're at with soul resilience. Last time, Robin asked us, what is soul resilience? And we both went, I'm not sure.
That's right. Well, I think it was actually 2 years ago. And it was just right after my mom died.
Two years ago. Wow.
And I learned a lot from that process about how my being resists my own soul. And you know how I do it? And I bet you, Amy, you can identify with this.
Uh-oh.
I get involved in every thing in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I oftentimes laugh about my soul having to chase me around to put her arms around me to give me a hug because I resist her.
Mm-hmm.
And I resist her by being involved in this project and doing this project and doing this outreach and going to this event. And then my mind, it goes crazy and thinks about every single thing I should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty soon my soul is looking at me from across the room and says, what happened to you?
Mm-hmm.
Are you ever going to tune in? Are you ever going to come to meet me? I'm here. And that is the name of the game today.
Love it. I'm in. Let's go.
How do we throw that resistance aside and just give in for a few moments? So maybe I'll walk you through some things, and then you guys can ask me some questions.
I like it.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
We're going to have practice today, which I just love doing. And I'm really good at this because I actually spent the last year, 2022, getting to know my soul. I gave up the resistance, and I got to know her. And this is how I did it. This is really easy. So put one hand on top of the other at the center of your chest. And I just want you to press in lightly. And just breathe into that pressure and warmth. Breathing in through your heart and out through your heart. Breathing in through your heart. Like as if you could just breathe right into the center of that presence of your own hands. And then I just want to tip it a little bit. And I want you to think about a place in nature that you absolutely love. A person that you just feel so connected to. It might even be yourself.
What a concept.
What a concept. Or it could be a spiritual being. Or it could just be love itself or presence itself. And I just want you to notice as you think about this person, place, or presence, how your body responds. Breathing in through your heart, right into the center of that felt experience. And breathing out through your heart, letting yourself rest in that feeling of love or joy or peace. Breathing in through your heart. Oh, I'm thinking about my little grandson. And that feeling of delight that I get when I'm with him. And he can now walk all the way across the room.
Wow.
And it's so delightful to see. And I get this best loving feeling. It's like a new branch grew in my tree of love. And just notice what you're focused on, breathing into that feeling, then letting your heart settle in that feeling. I'm just taking a couple more breaths there. We're just opening the door so your soul can walk in. because she or he or it is just magnificent and loves you in the same way that you love this place or person that you are in now. And I want you to use your imagination for a minute. And I want you to extend your hands to the top of your shoulders when they're crossed. And we're going to do this movement where we draw down from our shoulders, down to our elbows, at a pace about, one, two, three, drawing down from our shoulders to our elbows. One, two, three. And I want you to imagine that your soul itself is stroking down your elbows and she's taking you on a little journey to a favorite place, or maybe she or he is singing you your favorite song or saying a little poem to you. And your mind's eye. And just keeping stroking down from your shoulder to your elbow, lifting your hand and back up to your shoulder to your elbow. You might even want to rock from side to side while your soul sings you your favorite song. Takes you on a journey or tells you a poem. And as she's talking with you and meeting you, just take in this experience fully. Feel the song in yourselves. As if your soul is singing to your very bones. As if your soul loves you so much and is so excited to sing you this song, tell you this story, or take you on a journey. Pointing out all the special words and sounds. Really just giving yourself a moment to just go into this experience with your soul. Taking it in as if she is singing you. And just adding that rock a little bit. Really hearing her. And maybe she has a special message for you today. Maybe your soul would like to tell you something. My soul wants to give me a really big hug all around. And she's so delighted with nature right now. And she's taking me on this beautiful nature journey.
Mm.
I don't know what your soul wants today. But just take a few more strokes down from your shoulders to your elbows and see what comes there for you. What's your special messages with your soul today? And then you can just come back, put your hands over your heart,
Take a couple of those heart breaths.
And thank yourself for not resisting. Thank yourself for taking this few minutes to be there with your soul, who is always on the job. She is always there for you. All you have to do is put down your resistance, for me, my to-do list, for just a minute or two, and breathe into your heart and breathe out of your heart. And maybe stroke down your arms and go on a little journey with her. So you can bring her with you today. Maybe, Amy, she can even hold you in your sickness.
Yes, please.
And rub your back a little and bring you a cup of tea.
Yay.
Yay. But know that the soul is always available. It's just us that resist it.
Mm-hmm. That was so beautiful, Kristen. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. You know, the lovely thing about that is what's the lesson? Is just slow down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's really as simple as that. To slow down, but also to tune in.
Yeah, to really be present.
To really be present. To really be present how you receive love and support and nurturance, how you give it. And to be really present with your inner self or your soul. Because so many times we slow down only because we get a terrible sinus infection.
Right. Right. Or we have a tire blowout or, you know.
Or a tire blowout. Something?
Yeah. May I share
right.
something?
Mm-hmm.
So on Saturday, I was able to go to a concert of a good friend of mine, Lisa Lynn, who I used to do a lot of work with cancer patients and personal and professional caregivers. That was kind of a former life of mine. A lot of people don't really know about that part of my career. And it just so happened that I was able to go. She was in town to this concert. And then at the end of it, she and I had some really special moments together. And I could see my soul reflecting in her eyes and her words coming back to me about how special that time was and how amazing it was for her and for me. And I found myself trying to resist and kind of, oh, whatever, no big deal. And I was like, no, I really had to stop myself to allow her heart and her words to come to me and to accept them and to allow that love to flow between us instead of trying to push it away.
That's it. That is, what do you call that? Soul non-resistance.
Soul
non-resistance.
Mm-hmm.
Or present.
And it's the identification of what that could look like or feel like, and yet really pausing myself and saying, I love that, Amy, that you just said, no, I don't do that anymore. I allow myself to take it in.
No, I do that,
yeah.
But in this moment I wasn't going to.
No, that's what I'm saying. You know, and it's you know, how many, you know, years have I basically pushed it away?
Yeah.
And then now I allow myself to be able to take it in. It's just like,
yeah.
You know, it, to me it's the practice of breathing when it comes to that kinds of thing. You know, can I take in that deep breath, allow myself to just kind of be present with my breath, both in and
out? Well, and
out.
For me it's really, can I be present with that person? And something that I've been working on for many years, I used to teach a lot of communication classes, especially, you know, listening skills, right? And one of the things that I would teach people is to spend 2 minutes a day in really deep listening. And so one of the things I committed to many, many years ago is that I would have at least 1 2-minute sacred conversation a day. And for me, that was really, you have to really stop. You have to, for me, acknowledge this is a sacred conversation and fully be present to it. And in that 2 minutes, that's where my soul touches that other person's soul. But, you know, however you get there, breathing or whatever it is, for me, it's the commitment that this is what I'm going to do every day.
I love that. So there's two ways in. And I bet you there's 1,000 ways that we can connect with our soul and our inner knowing.
Mm-hmm.
We can have a sacred conversation. We can see ourselves reflected in the presence of another. And we can take a couple of deep breaths. We might even put our hands on our chest and breathe into our own hearts. You see, the soul is there all the time. It's just that you have to pick up the telephone and make the connection.
That's good.
You know, and that's what we don't do. We don't take the moment. We don't take in these beautiful moments with people or even take the time to take 1 or 2 or 3 breaths to connect inward.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm thinking of two things are moving through my mind at the same time is one of them is a COVID outreach that I did for medical staff on in the emergency room. And during the 1 hour I was there, 4 people died and they intubated 8 people.
Mm.
And it was in the staff room that they showed me the positive pressure to press in to the heart and to take 1 or 2 or 3 breaths where you actually just feel your own positive pressure. You know, and they taught me a lot because it's not like we have to sit down for 25 minutes with our back straight in order to connect with our soul.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? It can be just, you know, Robin, 1 or 2 or 3 breaths, right?
Or really connecting with the flower arrangement
absolutely.
You're making.
Right.
You know,
I mean,
or really,
yeah.
Or just really connecting with, I got a beautiful white rose sitting in front of me. Really connecting with the presence of this beautiful white rose that's sitting in front of me. And just taking it in.
And that could be such a minor thing or everything.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on where you are with that. And we were talking a little bit about mindfulness before we got on the call. And for me, it's like having a new lover. You know, how present are you with that new person and just feeling so loved and connected with that person and really allowing yourself to go to that love? Because to me, it's like joy. You know, so many people, you know, we always talk about, you know, how I'm wanting a more joyful life, and that could be very uncomfortable. I mean, that's one thing I learned in laughter yoga is, like, people feel very uncomfortable being able to laugh and allowing yourself to be in that place of joy. But yet it's baby steps, and it's moving into something where, you know, I can be in joy and hold joy. It doesn't mean that I'm loud or, you know, trying to be obnoxious about it, but it's just a matter of, like, holding that presence within myself, knowing that others around me can benefit from it without me even really acknowledging that it's something I'm doing on an external level.
Exactly. That is the felt experience of joy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it can be as private as that, just feeling into something that makes you feel joyful and enjoying the moment alone, or it can be as intimate as being with your old lover in a completely new way.
Love that.
Enjoying him or her in a completely new way, like really feeling what it's like to hold hands.
Mm.
Or taking the moment to not just resist,
but to really have a conversation with your partner.
Well, pretend with yourself is like, this is my new lover, and I really don't know anything about them. What would I ask them? How would I engage with? How would I engage with this? Yeah, it's like, you know, people have been married for a long time. They, you know, they can do the role playing where they go to the bar by themselves and then they try to pick each other up.
Well, there you go.
I
need to, you know, do a little romancing of my soul. There you go.
Yeah, romancing of your soul.
Pick ourselves up.
There you
go. Get me some flowers.
Exactly.
You could bring some
flowers. You know, and that's so lovely. Yeah, let me create a romantic evening, and it's just for me.
Mm-hmm. Me and the soul.
Yeah.
You know, I've got to tell you about another experience that I had this year.
Please.
I've had a lot of really good experiences in 2022 because I really made a commitment to know my soul and to bring love and joy into my life. That was my absolute commitment to myself in 2022. And this moment I shared with Amy. We were at an energy fest. And we were on the dance floor. And Amy and I fully connected and danced together on the floor. And it's like we moved together. It was like we just moved together. And it was just a beautiful flow of deep friendship love.
Yeah.
And it was a moment. It was just a moment. It was just exquisite.
It was.
And so it doesn't have to be just romantic love.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know, I picked her up at the bar at the Energy Fest.
That's right. Margaritas, baby. Margaritas.
There you go.
And we did a little emotional first aid, or Amy did, on the way in.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Because that's what we do.
And then we moved together in the presence of spirit. And it was beautiful.
Absolutely beautiful. And it was really interesting. Not only we were having that moment, but there was all these other moments happening around us. So it was really fun to be in our experience and noticing other experiences around us at the same time for me.
That's right, because we were fully implanted in
the
unified
and
field
too,
of compassion.
Right?
There
were so many people so in flow. It was so cool.
It was so cool.
That's something to be said when you have that kind of experience when everybody is really kind of giving one another permission to just be fully themselves, to be fully in soul. You know, and then everybody just goes for it. Yeah, it's no different than any other kind of a conference or whatever you go to. And then, you know, there's two or three people might be in there that basically are really getting real, and it gives everybody else permission to be able to go there too.
Right.
I guess we were the
ones
doing
that. And that's the key. If you want to cheer up a room, do a little bit of heart breathing, breathing in through your heart, into your love feeling and out. I promise you, you will change the entire dance floor or the entire restaurant, because that is a way that you can actually help the world.
Let me give you my experience. So I've been not feeling well for a while, but finally had the fever, and so oh, my God, I didn't want to go to urgent care, but I was like, all right, I've got to go. But I really got into that prayer space. I held it for myself. I held it for where we were going. We got there. There was nobody there. And I continued in that space. And the nurse practitioner we got, oh, my, and everybody was so kind and so loving. And I was terrorized about going and doing this. And it was one of the most amazing connected things I've ever experienced. But because I made the commitment to connect and to be present with this and let it be something that could be connected.
So that's it. I think that about sums it up, Amy. We make the effort to connect with compassion, goodness, love in our own soul nature.
Mm.
We breathe it in and we breathe it out. And when we get fully connected, fully present, miracles happen.
Amen. All of the time.
Well, I think you just ease into the flow of just what a soulful spiritual life can really be, because you're not resisting.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
I love about the three of us, and when we come together, however we come together, magic ensues, and it is so much fun and so connected. And I'm so grateful for you each. I'm grateful for you both. And I'm feeling more soul connected. I'm feeling more soul resilient. The resistance is leaving.
There we go.
Very good. And soon you'll be body well, too.
Yeah.
Exactly. Crooked Bin, you know. Well, 30 minutes is always so short for the show, let me tell you. When you're doing mindful living and just coming from soul resilience and soul embracement, you know how that goes. Let me embrace my soul.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Mm-hmm.
Love you both. I'm so grateful for the conversation.
Me too. Thank you so much for having me on. I love you.
Oh, you're always a joy, girlfriend.
We are going to bring joy to the world.
Joy to the world. Here we go.
All right. Thank you, ladies.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.